But we have the pride of Edmonton, Alberta on the line.
Yes.
Usually you are the pride of Edmonton, Alberta.
I'm from St. Albert, Alberta.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone says that Edmonton area, it's like GTA. It's
right. The greater Edmonton area.
But I
area.
Am not the pride of Edmonton. There are, like, so many.
Well, I got to believe Chuba athletes. Hubbard is now considered the pride of Edmonton, Alberta. This got to be a massive story out there. Running back at Oklahoma State. We've spoken about him many times on the show. He's crushing the rest of the field in Division I football in rushing yards. More than 300 yards over the second-place guy.
Yeah.
Like, this dude is dominating college football right now.
Yep.
Might be up for the Heisman.
It's tough to do. Tough to train out there in the snow.
Well, I think it might have helped them. Although, down in Oklahoma, I don't think it's necessarily Edmonton weather.
Exactly.
But he's running back with Oklahoma State from Edmonton, Alberta, making his debut on Overdrive. Great to finally get him on. Here is Chuba Hubbard. Chuba, how you doing?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Do you consider yourself the pride of Edmonton, Alberta?
I don't know about all that. I'm just trying to do my best to represent Edmonton and Alberta and even Canada. So.
Okay.
Is it nice to get, I noticed that you got a shout out from Wayne Gretzky, him talking about you. Like, is it nice to be on the map with some legends?
I mean, anytime someone like that of that high stature, you know, is talking about you, you know, it's an honor. So I was blessed to, you know, to even have him thinking about me or even knowing I play football, even knowing who I am. So it was cool.
No, you're making a lot of waves up here.
Yeah, what kind of Canada did you bring down there? I mean, any kind of music, any kind of food or anything anybody likes down there? Or they corrected you on some of the things we say, whether it's out or house? Or how has the transition been?
There's definitely been a lot of things where they called me out on some stuff, some pronunciations and stuff like that, certain foods and all that type of stuff, and we joke about it, but I think Canada is the greatest country in the world, and I try to shove that in the face a little bit and stuff like that, but it's all fun and games.
Are you a CFL guy or an NFL guy?
I'd say I'm probably both. I went to a lot of the Eskimo games when I was young, and I watched a lot of NFL, so it's 50-50.
Well, Noodles used to be a water boy at the Eskimos game. What was that, in the 80s?
No, probably in the 80s. I worked there for 2 weeks during training camp, helping out in the laundry section, yes.
Right. I mean, was that when Warren Moon was playing? Like when
Tracy
they were...
Ham, Warren Moon, Matt Dunnigan, those guys were kicking around because I'm 48
years old.
Yeah, that was like the... I mean, the old school Eskimos.
The city of champions.
When they were, yeah, they were just destroying everyone at that point. But yeah, I did help out. I wouldn't call myself the water boy, but I.
You were Bobby Boucher.
I was Bobby Boucher for sure.
I see. with Chuba Hubbard again of Oklahoma State from Edmonton, he's lighting up Division I football. And are you tracking the Heisman hype? There's a lot of people that think you're going to be in New York at the end of the year.
To be honest, I really don't try to focus on that too much. I just really care about winning and, you know, what my team does. So, you know, I'm blessed and honored to be, you know, in that talk. But whatever happens, happens. And, you know, that's not really in the back of my mind.
What about the draft? I mean, you can't come out of school. You can't enter the draft. Obviously, that'll be a decision for the end of the season. But I'm sure you're tracking mock drafts. You're probably aware of what the scouts are saying about you. Where are you going with draft eligibility?
To be honest, there's a lot of stuff going on around that. But you know, I'm just waiting, you know, till the end of the season and. You know, they do a bunch of evaluations and stuff and see what happens there. And, you know, if it's my time to go, then, you know, I'll go. But if not, I'll come back for another year. You know, I can still get my degree and stuff like that. That stuff's important to me. So I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
Who do you model your running style after?
That's a hard one. I wouldn't really say there's one, you know, one sole person that I model my stuff after, but I try to pick little things out of everyone, you know, Alvin Kamara, Adrian Peterson, LeSean McCoy. There's a lot of people. I try taking little things out of everyone, but I try, you know, having my own style.
What about the legend of Oklahoma State, Barry Sanders? Have you had a chance to ever meet him? If so, do you track his tape? I mean, it's tough to mimic him. I don't think anyone's ever run like Barry Sanders, but he must be a legend down there.
Oh, yeah, he's the GOAT down here. I mean, he's done amazing things down here. You know, obviously he's a one-of-a-kind player. I actually haven't been able to meet him, like, and actually talk to him like that, but, you know, we've talked over the phone and stuff like that a couple times, so... You know, just to be able to think that, you know, I'm talking to Barry Sanders is crazy. So, yeah, I'm blessed.
We kind of understand being up here in Toronto, what it's like being the main man for the Toronto Maple Leafs walking around Toronto. What is it like being the main man walking around campus? I mean, is it... Just give us a description of what it's like. We understand the NHL stuff in Toronto, but we need a refresher what it's like being the man... On a big time
campus. College, yeah.
I mean, sometimes I just feel like I always got eyes on me and stuff. You know, people will come up to me and talk to me, introduce themselves, or
that's all
good. Ask for an autograph or stuff like that. But it's cool. I mean, the students here and the fans, they show me a lot of love and. I appreciate it. So yeah, it's awesome.
What's the craziest playing experience you've gone through? Whether it's at home, on the road, any moment where you're like, man, I can't believe I'm playing, you know, big time Division I college football.
Probably last year. You know, I got to go in versus Oklahoma. It's Bedlam. It's a big rivalry game. You know, we had some injuries, so my number was called and. You know, just being in that moment, it was kind of just like, wow, you know, you're in this moment. You know, you dreamed about this for your whole life, and you're actually here. So sometimes I forget to take it all in. So that was definitely a moment where I was just trying to, you know, live in the moment and enjoy it.
He is Chuba Hubbard from Edmonton, Alberta. Oh,
yes, we should ask him the question then. All right. I don't know. Do you track any of the Oilers or any of the hockey players from the Edmonton area?
Jason Strudwick in particular.
Exactly.
Have you ever heard that guy's name?
I actually haven't. No, I haven't heard of him.
Good.
That's exactly what we wanted to hear. He's a buddy of ours. He thinks he's a big timer back in
exactly.
Edmonton. But I bet you he talks about you. He's got a radio show out there. You're probably coming up every single day on the show.
There's an update.
Out there.
There's an update every show.
Yeah, Chuba update, and we'll let him know. Anyway, congrats on what has been an incredible season. Over 1,600 yards already, 18 touchdowns. We're tracking you up here. Best of luck the rest of the way, and we'll do this again down the road. Thank you for doing this.
Sounds good. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Chuba Hubbard from Edmonton, Alberta. Completely unaware of Jason Strudwick.
We got to get Strudy on and just play that.
Appreciate it. I'll text him
like
later.
That'll just be
on tomorrow.
Yeah,
that'll break his heart.
Yeah, play that coming in. No, I've never heard of that guy.
Actually, no, never. Yeah. From there, played for the Oilers and has a big time radio show up there.
Not a clue. Never.
Did he win a salad rebuild draft or something? I thought I heard something about that.
What if he was like, I've seen him. Yeah.
Brutal salad. Yeah. We're familiar with him.
Exactly. Palm tree growing out of the top of his head.
Yeah. So Chuba Hubbard, again, that's a name that you're going to want to remember.
For sure.
If he enters a draft, you know, who knows where he'll be drafted. But look at his numbers, man. 18 touchdowns already. 1,600 yards rushing. He is just lapping
dominant.
The field in Division I football.
Impressive.
Yeah, that would be cool, man. Oklahoma State versus Oklahoma.